And they asked them four questions. The first three are the usual ones and the correct ones. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus and do you believe so and so? The fourth one, and this one blew my socks off. And the fourth question was, are you now ready to suffer for Christ? Wow. Because that's what they're going to go into. Here's all the neighbours, Hindu, Muslims, and now you'll be marked. You'll be marked. Much like dear Arnold Fruchtenbaum, where his family wouldn't talk to him, put him in a room aside, said when visitors called, don't come out of that room, you're an embarrassment to me, being a Jewish person believing in Jesus. When he became 18, he said, get out of my house. So there are those who, I haven't suffered like this. The hairs of my beard, I have a shave every morning, but the hairs of my beard haven't been plucked out. I haven't been persecuted like this. And here now we have this wonderful servant. And you know what he says? I set my face like a flint to Jerusalem. It wasn't a prayer of, oh Lord, could there be a detour? That happened in the garden. If possible, let this cup pass from me. But we'll read these words. I set my eye, this is autobiographical now, which we'll be reading and have read. I set my face like a flint to Jerusalem. And when the disciples heard about Jerusalem and dying, they said, praise the Lord, didn't they? No. Peter said, no way. And it says in the Greek, Peter took the Lord aside and continually rebuked him. No, no, no. What are you doing? Talking about being killed. Peter had some trouble with the word no. Even in the book of Acts, he said no to the Lord. Can anyone tell me where in the book of Acts Peter said no to the Lord? Yes. Not so, Lord. Go to the Gentiles. Go to Cornelius. Cornelius was an Italian. Any Italians here? Any army people here? Okay. See, in the land of Israel, Rome, the Italians, were occupying Israel, the occupying forces, and they were dogs. Dogs, so the Jewish people said. And now Peter has got a commission to go and talk to this general, to a centurion, and he was an Italian, and he was a soldier, and he said to the Lord, no. So the Lord said to him, go to head office and pick up your pay, your sack. No, he didn't. He gradually taught him. Down came the vision three times. First time, unsuccessful. Second time, unsuccessful. Third time, I forget how it happened to the third time. Anyhow, he said, God taught me. God taught me. I was to declare no one unclean. Yeah. And that's after the cross. That's after the resurrection. That's after Pentecost. Fulfilling of the Spirit. God is still trying to teach them from nationalism to internationalism. That's the body of Christ. And also the coming kingdom is international. All nations will come to Jerusalem. Now get on with it, Ron, and let's have a look at the servant afflicted. We've had our reading, so here is our third song now, the afflicted or persecuted servant. Now there is an interesting background here. Merrill Unger has said chapter 50, verses 1 to 3, the cause of exiled Israel's woes. Here we find that Once again, there's no man and there's no answer, but God, immediately following the third verse, presents his man, the serpent, the seed in Genesis 3:15. I'll just read it quickly. Where is the certificate of your mother's divorce, whom I have put away? Of which are my creditors is it to whom I have sold you? For your iniquities you have sold yourselves, and for your transgression your mother has been put away. Ask the situation of Israel today. She is the wife, the divorced wife of Yahweh. But soon she will be won back by the Lord and betrothed, according to the prophet Hosea, and they will be joined together. The Jew is the wife of Yahweh. The church is the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 2, why when I came was there no man? Why when I called was there none to answer? Is my hand shortened at all, that it cannot redeem, or have I no longer power to deliver? Indeed, with my rebuke I dry up the sea, I make the rivers a wilderness, their fish stink because there is no water, and die of thirst. I clothe the heavens with blackness, and I make sackcloth their covering. Then breaks in, the Lord has given me the tongue of the learned one. So you see the background that is there. The woes, I like that of Murrilunga. If you need a Bible handbook or a Bible dictionary, by Murrilunga's. It's premillennial, it's dispensational. Buy premillennial books, buy dispensational books. The Murrilunga's Handbook of the Bible and Murrilunga's Dictionary of the Bible is premillennial and dispensational. Dr. Murrilunga, with the Lord now, Professor of Old Testament, Professor of Semitic Studies and Middle Eastern Studies. Not only was he a scholar of the First Order, but he was a very powerful Christian man who had a ministry of casting out demons. He was a scholar on one hand, and he was a man who walked very closely with the Lord. And he delivered a lot of Christians who were caught up with false charismatic gifts, found to be of demonic origin. If you want to talk to me about that later, I can tell you his writings. So here we have a situation, there is no man. God says, where is a man? And then we have someone coming on the stage who says, I can do this. The Lord has given me, verse 4, the tongue of the learned. Now we have a special viewpoint here of Isaiah. Isaiah takes us back to the trial and to the sufferings of the Lord. He transports us. He's transported down to these trials in the life of the Lord Jesus. Isaiah 53, the fourth song, he is transported down to the cross. So here we have this first point. We're on page 5, the education of the servant. And here we have this little quote where the servant says, one who has been taught. Now it can become a difficulty for some believers who would say, and others who would say, well, if Jesus is God, he doesn't need to learn anything. He knows everything. But that is confusing the natures of the God-man. There is the divine nature and there is the human nature. And the Lord Jesus Christ left heaven's glory, being in the form of God, and subjected himself. He became a man, and he became a servant. He came to serve someone else. And theologically, we say he surrendered the independent exercise of his divine attributes.